Let us now go into the churchyard and see the various graves of my Paston family. Oh dear, I see up ahead there are some of my neighbours. Perhaps we can discreetly pass them by. Follow me.
Who has blocked the road? Well, it is a poor gift when a family rise above themselves. I have seen the day when Paston men would not have allowed that.
Mistress Paston, I demand to know why you have closed the king's way.
Master Spicer, what business is it of yours? My late husband legally received a proper license to build our private road, and we have replaced the throughway for the villagers to the south side, as justly stated in the patent.
It is a rueful change, and the town is wasp off by £100 because of it.
Mind your own business, Clement.
I have it on good authority that the patent only licensed you to close off one perch in breadth. You closed off more than was allowed.
The wall will come down again. Mark my words, it will come down. Whatever anyone say here, even if it costs me 20 nobles, it'll be pulled down again.
You will pay for such actions. I have witnesses here to show that if anything happens to our wall, you are to blame.
You have no authority here, Agnes Paston. None at all.
May all the devils drag your soul to hell because of the road you have made.
Shameful. I am sorry that you had to witness such a disgraceful scene. We Pastons are beset on all sides. Illegally, I might add. Illegally. Whosoever dwell in Paston has need to defend himself with the favour of the law. So my late husband always said, and he was never wrong. Let me explain myself. As much as William Paston rose, so did his enemies. Our Paston neighbours are nothing but cantankerous, envious villains. All this to-do started when my husband rightly decided to make a more convenient route from Paston Hall to the church, one fitting of our rank and station. The vicar of Paston and Judge William came to a firm agreement to set a boundary mark for us, to fairly build our road. And now that my husband, God rest his soul, has departed this world, the vicar has pulled out all those marks and is disputing our private road. When our quarrelsome neighbours say that they will take down the wall by force, does the vicar defend the agreement rightly and legally made? No, he says he is reluctant to cause trouble. I ask you, is that proper behaviour of a man of God? It is not. Let us quickly return to the Paston Way path, which passes the great barn and is the new building on the location of our old Paston Hall. Press pause and I will meet you there after I collect myself.